This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A progressive income tax could be on Colorado's ballot next fall if a coalition of liberal groups can come up with the funding to get it there. CPR's Megan Verlee explains.
Currently, all Colorado workers are charged income tax at the same rate, 4.4%. The proposed ballot measure would lower taxes for anyone making $500,000 or less and raise them step by step for higher income earners. Going to a graduated income tax would require changing the state constitution, and that is not easy. It will require signatures from all over the state to get on the ballot and at least 55% to pass. The progressive groups backing the measure told the Colorado Sun they don't have funding in place for a campaign yet, but are working on it. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Hazy skies across the Front Range are a result of dozens of active wildfires burning in the Pacific Northwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Bruno Rodriguez says the smoke will likely linger through tomorrow.
Most of it is going to be aloft, so not necessarily at the surface. Still going to be somewhat reduced visibility out there, obviously hazy and smoky skies, but most of that smoke is going to be aloft.
The State Department of Public Health and Environment issued an Action Day alert saying people with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children should reduce prolonged or heavy exertion outdoors. Rodriguez said the surface air quality on the western slope remains in healthy categories because the smoke there is higher in the atmosphere. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.